Hi, Michael. Michael, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And of course, my job is to get you the details of how the service works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. Also, since it's a younger business, I can apply a reduced rate here, a new in business rate, to make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going better than the first half of the week.
Right? Yeah, that's good, right? You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's the power of this particular listing, this placement. People won't need to know the name of your company, but they'll find you when they're doing a search for your services. If they're looking for, you know, kitchen or bathroom remodeling, handyman, drywall installation, whatever they're typing in. I mean, as long as it's a service that you provide and they're in your service area, we'll make sure that your business is one of those top options that will pop up. Now, of course, you won't be the only company that people see, and of course, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you. But that's a good thing, too. You know, you're not going to get a bunch of phone calls from people who are just looking for estimates. You'll get calls from people that will have seen your website before they called you. They're making kind of an educated decision to reach out because they're hoping that you're available to do the job and really pretty excited about working with you. Now, the calls come to you, so it's not a lead-based service. It is, though, everything that you need to be found on Google, Bing, Facebook, Apple Search. In fact, with that 40 or 50-mile service area, this will include a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads as well to get you found quickly throughout that entire service area, and also to really target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, you're doing mostly residential, but you are able to take on commercial work, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then, Michael, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys or a crew?
So, you know, I tell you, I'm interested. I've put some money into my Google business page, and of course,
right.
I've got a website. And I've paid some SEO, so I'm not completely ignorant as to
sure.
like what the process is and the benefits.
Right.
Absolutely the benefits. So,
okay.
You know, I would say probably my most the thing I would like the most is somebody to be able to get me a line on reliable workers. Reliable.
Okay.
If I could get that, but that doesn't mean that I'm not uninterested, that I'm uninterested in this. It just,
sure.
That's probably my number one priority. So yes, to answer your
gotcha.
Question, it's just me right now because,
okay.
Man, I have a hard time finding
good work. Hard time finding good work. Yeah. Yeah. And that's,
really stifled my growth.
Right, and you're not the only one in that same scenario. I do speak with a lot of business owners, different industries, different areas of the country, but that does seem to be kind of a recurring theme that it is difficult to find good help. But you know what you're going to like about this. First of all, is we can help you. You know, target employees as well. You know, when you're listed on Google, when people are needing to find employment, they can see you, they can call you, we can actually, you know, put some of that stuff on websites and content that we create that you're always looking for quality workers and things like that. But the best part about this service is even if it stays you for a while or if you slowly add, you know, a couple guys here and there, you're going to be able to pick and choose the phone calls that come directly to you. And then the work that you're going to take, it is, like I said, offered on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract whatsoever, but our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. And I know you've got that Google profile. You're verified on Google, and you've got the website. I'm looking at the website now, and I like the look of it. You know, there's a lot of information about your business, about your services. You know, you've got the gallery, and people can really learn that, you know, you provide what they're looking for. They can see that you do quality work. They'll be happy to reach out to you. I mean, any website, as long as it's as descriptive as yours is going to allow people to really kind of see that you do what they're looking for and have the opportunity to make that educated decision to pick up the phone and call you. So every website is a good conversion tool, but of course it only works for the number of eyes that see it. And our job would be to take that existing listing and the website and make it easier for people to find. So we'll be creating all the content Google wants to see. We'll have that Facebook campaign as well. So, Michael, you're actually going to have the best of both worlds. I mean, when you're on Google and Bing as a top option, right in that exact moment that someone needs your services, you know, you're putting yourself out there right when someone is about to make that phone call. That's going to get you more opportunities and more phone calls. Of course, Facebook works differently. They're not doing an active search for anything in particular, but when they see your ads as part of their stream, they can click on it. It will go to your website. From there, it works the same way. They can pick up the phone and call you. So it's going to get you those opportunities. I think it's important because it is that 40 or 50 mile service area. It is just you, though, and you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you really do want to go for the work and how much work you can take on and, of course, what the budget allows. There is a campaign that, like I said, we can easily cover the 40 or 50 miles, use the Facebook ads as part of that. You'd be looking at $299.00 on a month-to-month basis. If we take the $100 off of those Facebook ads and just keep it probably a little more local, though, you might only be looking at 20, 25 miles at least initially, but it's more budget-friendly at $199. Like I said, it is just you, and you know how much work you can handle. But which of those two campaigns do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
Okay, so the numbers that you just gave me are definitely in my ballpark, and it's, you know, that's a relief. I've had people call me and they spit out, you know, numbers that are for a more established company than mine.
We're actually reducing the cost because you are a young company.
That's in my ballpark, you know what I mean? So
price for a big service that will cover the 50 miles. It does include a 50% reduction in the cost. You're under 3 years, so we're actually cutting the cost in half. It's a promotional rate for a young company, Michael, but it's not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's pretty much like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies. We do like to help out younger, smaller businesses. We want to be a big part of your continued success. But as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced rate does stay with you. And like you said, it's affordable, and certainly for your services, I mean, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You get a job here and there, and it easily offsets the cost of the service and then some.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and the whole website, it was a big investment at the start.
Of course.
But
yep.
It took me from being just this guy with a truck and some tools into having some legitimacy. So,
exactly.
You know, I think, you know, I would like to go with the package that is going to help my website achieve a higher rank along with my Google business page. So,
perfect.
You know, if that's the $299, the little higher, more expensive one, then that's what we go with.
Right.
But I know the website tag. I find the Google business page as far as my rankings and some of these keyword phrases that this guy in the past has targeted. You know, I think we targeted something like 10 to 12 to 15.
Oh, okay.
And we could really be honest with you, slim that down to maybe 5 or 6, like, main ones, you know what I mean? Like drywall installation, flooring installation, you know, and I know I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but
that's okay.
These are some things that I've been thinking about since I let the last company go and kind of we parted ways.
I hear you.
I'll tell you a little backstory. The guy was very nice and he did great work, but he was not, I invested with him for 3 months and I gave him a lot of money up front and, he said, you know, we have to start from nothing and we have to build all this up. So it's going to take 3 months, but after 3 months, you will get a flat rate. Well, that flat rate never came and he kept on, you know, about every week trying to hit me with $250 charges. And finally, I just had to let him go. So that's really kind of where I'm at, Paul. I feel like I'm past the point of setup, and I'm into. I need a company to maintain everything now. You know what I mean? I need to pay a company that will come in and just do the basic maintenance on everything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, you are still a younger company, but you're not inexperienced. You know, as a business, you've got a couple years under your belt. So you know what you need. You know what your vision is for your company. And then as a contractor, you've got even more experience. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. You are going to get the reduced pricing because it is a younger company under 3 years, but it's easy for us to see and for us to make others see that you have experience, that you are a guy they should call, a guy that they should trust. Now, you were saying like five, and you gave me two, like drywall, flooring. What are the other things that you would want to like focus on a little bit more than others?
Yeah, I think definitely home remodeling.
Okay.
Probably damage restoration or damage repair. I don't know what would be the most searched for term on that, but.
Uh-huh.
I think probably damage restoration.
Okay.
I think we got drywall insulation, probably electrical.
Electrical, okay. So, I mean, we can focus on those things, and I know that you do provide other services as well, so we'll make sure that you're getting phone calls for the services that you most want to be found. Like I said, we can really target specific areas where you want to be found for those services, specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even within that 40 or 50 mile area. And it's really going to kind of get you found by those people that can appreciate a quality work and are looking for someone who can get the job done. Now, when we get your phone ringing, the phone number that we are speaking on, this is, of course, a good phone number for your customers to call. Is it also a good number for us to reach you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. And then I saw on the website, michael@ragnarremodels.com. That's a good email address for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, of course, your customers are going to call you directly. Everything's going to have the click-to-call feature. When we reach out to you, though, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Do you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I don't particularly have a preference, but if I was to choose one, I would say text message.
Text message, yeah. That's actually the most common response that I get from service-based businesses, and that does get me to my next question here. Your business is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you. There's no physical address or brick-and-mortar location that we would actually be promoting for your business, right?
No, sir. Now, I have a virtual address that I do for the LLC purposes, but, I go to Johnson.
Yeah. And Google expects that. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck. And, you know, even if you had a shop where you kept your equipment or an office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to have a physical street address out there for you because they don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door, especially since you are out in the field most days. Now, like I said, you are going to get that detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. And it is as straightforward as it can be. Like I said, it is that exact flat rate, that $299. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying per click, call, lead, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Michael, did you have any questions?
That's good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I have one question.
Okay.
And this is a question. You might be, oh man, this dumbass. But it's been I've been getting blowed up by these damn telemarketers, and they've been asking me. They go, oh, your Google Business page isn't registered for voice. And it's like, I guess it's like, well, it's like handyman near me. And then, you know, Ragnar Remodels pops up. And they say, go through this site and go through this and that and this and that and pay this money to get registered for voice. So I was just wondering, what if you all offer that, if that is even a thing that...
Yeah, of course. And it's interesting that people are trying to get you to pay for something like that. Although it is a valuable service, it's something that we actually include. Any voice activated search, whether it's like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course Siri on a smartphone, you know, someone says handyman near me, your business will pop up. It is separate content and separate programming. They're almost like an individual directory on its own, like something like a Yelp listing or something like that. So it does actually have to be created for it to happen for you, but it is something that we actually include in that price. Now, Michael, what is your last name?
Right. Davis.
Davis? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I thought it was something like that, and I just, and that's why I never bit with the guys calling me, because I felt like it was something that they were like basically making a buck off of, that if I just looked into it enough, I could find it, you know, and, or I could find somebody, a company like yours that would
does everything
in the package that I'm
exactly
paying for.
The last thing that you want is to be, you know, having everything piecemeal and here and there, and then it's hard to keep track of. So we are a comprehensive digital marketing firm. Anything and everything that you would need, even if your needs change, we can help you. I mean, you know, Google Guarantee, local service ads, Google Ads, AdWords, we can do all of that. I think the $299 for you, for your 50-mile service area, for you and the current needs of your business, I think this is perfect. It's budget-friendly, but it's also going to get your phone ringing, get your website ranking on that first page, and of course, get you those calls that you're looking for. Now, if you don't have any other questions...
That's what I'm really looking for, Paul.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm aware that I need a company to do this basic, you know, provide this service for me. So, and I need, you know, I want one that I can grow with too, because I've got some ideas for expanding and stuff. So eventually, hopefully I will get a little bit bigger, you know, and we can move up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that we actually do require from our clients is that they are actively involved in their campaign. And the more active, the better. So, I mean, if we need to reach out to you and get a little more information to you or from you, or if your potential customers are trying to reach you, obviously we want you to be actively involved in that. And it sounds like that's going to be a big part of your success and something that you want to be involved in. Your tracking system gives you 24/7 access, not just to the reporting aspect of how your account is performing, but you can also, like, upload photos through there. You can request content changes right through your tracking system. So, you know, we're happy to hear that you're going to be actively involved in that. As you're making changes, just let us know. Everything can be updated at any time, and, of course, no additional cost for making changes to the content.
Okay, great. So, and when you say tracking system,
this isn't like a monthly report or something. This is an actual thing, a dashboard I can go in.
Exactly. In fact, we do call it your client dashboard. You do have 24/7 access to it, and it updates in very near real time. So several times a day, the information does update. So you have access to that whenever you want to look at it. A lot of our clients do access it even many times a day. We know that some clients don't even ever use it, unfortunately, but it is there for you. And, of course, the more actively involved you are in your campaign, the better.
Well, you know, that was the problem I had with my last guy. As we grew and stuff like that, you know, he did monthly reports, and they just started out just these massive things, you know, 30-something pages, full information. Like the third month, they were like, you know, one page with half a paragraph of information on it. And, you know, and I didn't hear from them for 30 days after that.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's something to experience that I've learned is, you know, I would like to be able, not that I'm going to micromanage it or anything, but I'd like to be able to see it every few days or so.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And we do know that a lot of our clients really like that part of it. And, you know, we're like I said, more than happy when our clients are active and are using the reporting system and even asking for content changes or staying in touch with us. Now, you will have, of course, 24/7 access to your client dashboard and your tracking. You can email us 24/7. You can speak with the live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 Eastern. But we are always here to help, and we definitely want to be a big part of this, and we're happy that you're going to be actively involved in it too. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do really two things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. So we're going to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We're going to have, you know, one of our technicians kind of talk to you a little bit more about, you know, if you just kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information that I have and information off of your website, talk to you a little bit more about things like mission statement or motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So it's an opportunity for us to get information from you that we'll use to accurately brand your business online, and then also to give you all the information that you need to access those reports and things like that. So that's a follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then, Mr. Davis, the other thing that I'd be doing here, and it is required of us as we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that the price will never go up on you, that it's a fixed rate and a flat rate. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Michael, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep. Sounds good. Great.
Alrighty. Mr. Davis, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Michael, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Ragnar Remodels, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that, with the LLC included. And then, Mr. Davis, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Davis, owner.
Okay. And Michael, as the owner of Ragnar Remodels, LLC, Mr. Davis, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Michael, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Of course. And then, like it says, like I was saying earlier, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Davis, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Davis, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Michael, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect.
I appreciate the forethought.
Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information that you have for your business is always accurate and consistent. Now,
and this is stuff that I would let the technician know whenever he calls.
Well, yeah, and if anything ever changes, I mean, I know you've got a couple of listings out there. You've got the Facebook page and things like that, and everything does look good. But if ever you say, oh, I got a call from so-and-so, and is this a service that you already provide, or if you say, you know, well, I did sign up with this service, and they might be creating content, we would always want to know. But you can let our technician know. We'll do that NAPW audit between now and then. But also, if it ever happens after the fact down the road, we just want to know about it. We wouldn't want someone to leave off the LLC, for example, because that's part of the branding of the business name. It is that way on Google. So we want that to be accurate. So we'll make sure that that's always the same. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, and that flat rate, this next part does read as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 9th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Again, Michael, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And, of course, we'll also be including that social media campaign. My company will incur the hard cost of the paid Facebook ads. Those are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299 Once again, Michael, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you may discontinue the service altogether. And you can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Davis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, perfect. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Michael, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be on my business checking account, which is a Visa.
A Visa. And yeah, on that debit card connected to that business checking account, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It is both.
Okay. And
it's Michael J. Davis.
I was going to say if there was any middle initial on that card. And then you said that was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yeah.
Mr. Davis, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4034-8700.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
9936.
Mm-hmm.
2061.
All right. And then the expiration month and year?
It is 626.
06 of 2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
512.
512. So I've got 512. I've got 512 on the back. June or 06 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4034-8700-9936-2061?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the 316 Herndon Avenue, 40484?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in about a minute, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, hold on, let me grab my tablet.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right. Okay.
All right, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent, like I said, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@local/.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email about a minute or so after we're able to process that payment. I did get a message back from our finance department that we were not able to process that $299 just now. I don't know if it doesn't really say anything's wrong with the information that I have, and we did read it back. So, like, nothing pointing towards the wrong expiration date or anything like that. I don't know if the funds are available or if maybe you just have to let your account.
That's what I'm checking.
Okay, yeah.
I'm checking my mobile app right now.
Okay.
The only thing it might be is I deposited a check yesterday. It might not be clear.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I haven't even looked at my balance today. I started this business account with this different bank than I do my personal checking.
Oh, I see. I gotcha.
It's weird. Like my personal checking account, I can put a check in and it's immediately available.
Right.
$20,000 check.
Oh wow.
And
okay.
$20,000 is immediate. But with this business checking, I deposit a check and they'll clear like $100 and then it takes like 3 days before the rest is clear.
Oh wow.
So
that's not very convenient, but
yeah. Let's see, it's taken some getting used to, I'll tell you that.
I hear you.
Let's get my credit card out. Yeah, so that's the deal with that PNC account. It's just not cleared yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for my Capital One card. I guess we can use my regular checking account.
So what we can do just for this one payment then, and then moving forward, or even if you wanted to, once I put it in, it's going to override the information that you just gave me, but if you wanted to update that with our client interview technician later on just for future billing, or you can call us later on, or you can even update that through your tracking system on your own.
You mean like the cars?
Yeah, if you wanted to put, I know that you're in the future going to want to use that business card for this particular transaction. We'll put it just a different card. But what I was saying is moving forward, you can either update that on your own through your tracking and reporting system, access that information, or you can give us a call at any time, or even if you wanted to put it back when our client interview technician gives you that follow-up call later on today, we can do that. But for this one-time payment, is it still the middle initial of J on that card?
Yeah, I don't have it with me though, man. That's the thing. I got my personal checking account card, but I'm looking at my personal account and I don't have $299 in there right now.
Oh, I see.
So, I mean, really the only thing we can do is, wait
for the
PNC
check
card
clear.
Gets,
yeah, we can do that. So that's probably even easier. We don't have to update any of the information. That's still the card that we have on file. We just might have to wait for it.
Can we put it in for like an auto withdrawal tomorrow or something?
Tomorrow.
I know it'll be clear in the morning.
Okay. So let me take a look at the client interview calendar for tomorrow then, and we'll get things squared away. We can do it looks like anything past 11 o'clock is available tomorrow up to and including the last one at 6 o'clock. Just the one exception is actually 3 o'clock seems to be booked out. Did you want something kind of, late morning, early afternoon, or towards the end of the day for that follow-up call?
Well, lunchtime, like 11:30, 12, that would be a good time for me.
Okay. Is 12 o'clock or better than 11:30, or should we do the,
Twelve would be perfect.
12? Okay. It might be a little bit after 12, but if it's scheduled from 12 to 1, is that better than scheduled from 11 to 12? It's a 1 hour window for a call that takes about half that time. So it usually gets you about 10, 15 minutes after the start of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. So, would that 12 o'clock hour
be anywhere around 12. Yeah,
okay.
Anywhere around 12. Even 11 to 12. It doesn't matter. Just as long as it's around lunchtime, because then I can have my morning to work, and then I can take a little lunch break and talk to your tech
guy. So we'll We'll schedule it for 12. If I am available when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice. It might be 12:05, it might be 12:10, and I might already be on a phone call when they're ready to call you. If I am on a call, they will call you on their own. They'll do a very, very good job of taking care of you. They'll have your file and everything like that. Now, just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of added security here for your account, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us they are with Ragnar Remodels LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we will ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Davis, more important, anyone who calls you, tells you they're with Google, tells you they're with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The first pet's name?
Okay. Yeah. And what is the answer?
It's Goose. G-O-O-S-E.
Okay.
It's when Top Gun first come out and
talk to me, Goose. I love it. Not too long ago I saw Maverick, the new one. I did like that one too.
It
was pretty good. Yeah, I kind of liked it. All set and squared away there. I'll send you a calendar invite for your interview tomorrow. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, but many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. You'll also, an hour prior, at 11 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated email through our system. That is just to remind you that the client interview is scheduled in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll process the payment itself around 10 o'clock tomorrow, and at that time you'll receive the confirmation email with the client interview or client support, I should say client support information that I already gave you. You'll receive a couple of emails. Our automated system is going to send you an email about action photos needed for Google verification. I know you are already Google verified, so you don't necessarily need to do that, but it will help us anyway with any content that we'll be able to create, any photos that we can add. So you might not need to necessarily respond to that one. The business itself, is it licensed and insured?
Yes, it is.
I've got
tons and tons of videos and photos.
Okay.
If y'all need content or whatever like that.
That's perfect. So the one that says action needed, and again, it won't trigger until we process the payment at 10 in the tomorrow, but the one that says action required or action needed, there's a link on there. You can put any and all photos and videos there. You'll also, like I said, the support@localsplash.com email, you can send anything there. Photos@localsplash.com. I mean, if you wanted to email the photos team directly, you could, but like I said, that main support email is really the only one that you need. It will allow us to forward that information out to the right department. So you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, we'll process the payment at 10 tomorrow, give you that follow-up call in that 12 o'clock hour.
Okay, sounds good, Paul. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Sounds good, Mr. Davis. I really appreciate your time and your kindness. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
You do the same, man.
I sure will. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.